You made fun of me and you said this past Monday that every Monday I say I'm starting a diet, but I said this Monday it was real.
Okay.
And I'm not alone. So a new study came out that says 76% of people have said that they've gained weight since the quarantine began, myself included.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Anna and Raven. But 63% of those people, that is a huge chunk of people, say that right now, though, they're trying to lose the weight and they're on diets.
Why'd you call them huge? Huh? That's not very nice.
I'm not,
I mean,
no.
These people are actually trying to make nutritious choices.
Yeah.
Now the first thing out of the gate, you go, wow, this is a lot of body mass. And these people, as a group, largely are trying to do the right thing, but you're just kicking them while they're down.
A lot of people say they gain on average about 16 pounds. 16 pounds is a good chunk of weight.
Yeah,
I probably gain. Well, you know, I can't tell you how much I've gained because I'm afraid to get on my scale.
Right. Okay.
That is a real thing.
Right. Well, fear, you know, as I've told you before, will save your life from time to time. I'm just surprised that you're not out of breath while you're kicking all these large people down.
That's not what I said.
Your people.
Right. But if you're on a diet right now or you're trying to eat healthy, you're not alone. There's so many people, myself included. I am your ally.
Uh-huh.
I try to look up what are the most popular diets right now, like
okay.
that are people trying to get rid of the quarantine weight.
Always looking for the magic.
Well, I want to know, like, what are people doing? Because I know, you know, my girlfriend Danielle that's tried every diet in the world.
Right.
She sent me three to choose from because she's the one that clicks and buys on Facebook when they pop up.
Oh, nobody can trust those ads.
Right. Well, I knew that it was time for me to get serious about losing some of this weight because my Facebook ads used to be all about like weight loss and
right.
like and boot camps and exercise.
Russia
things.
Is listening and they're
right.
selling you the things that you want. Now it's like a hover chair.
Right. It's all plus size clothing. It's things that I was like, oh, like
that's you now.
Right.
Oh, you are part of that demographic.
I'm like, this
now.
Is me. They know that I've crossed that threshold, and I don't know if I should embrace it
Mom
or just
jeans,
be really mad about
right,
Facebook. You
right,
know,
belts. Mm. All of a sudden, suspenders.
Right.
Who knew?
But a couple. One of the ones that she sent me was
yeah.
the fasting diet.
Okay.
Right?
This is the one where you eat within certain hours of the day, right?
Yeah.
And then other hours of the day you don't. Well, we've long known that if you eat late at night, that's not good.
Well, actually, it doesn't matter when you eat. It's just you have to eat for shorter periods of time. So, yeah.
Okay. So you're supposed to eat faster?
No. You can see during. So you start with only eating between 12 hours. So
okay.
if you've noticed, when
right.
I come into work, I don't usually have my morning snack till a little bit later. Because I now.
It depends on the morning.
Well. Right, it's
right.
true. Right now, it's from, I can eat from, when I started, it was from 7 to 7, but now I'm from 7 to 5. I can only eat between 7 in the morning and 5 at night. I guess till I'm down to 0 hours.
Right? What do? You just keep slimming back the hours?
An hour a day.
Right, so it's like a gastric sleeve surgery for your schedule of eating.
Yeah. Until you're down to 4 hours.
That's not a diet.
No.
That's controlled starvation.
Well, that's one of the options that's very popular this year. The second is keto diet, which we keep seeing.
Oh.
But I told you, I tried the keto diet. And I just kept eating bacon and
right.
steak, but then I would eat bread, and then it would just discount the whole
right,
thing.
Right, right. What's the third?
It's the Mediterranean diet. But I get confused.
What is that one?
Because to me, the Mediterranean diet is just lots of Cabernet
right.
and olives and pasta.
I figured
it
was
doing
like,
it right.
you know, I don't know, fruity drinks on a beach somewhere.
That's
I hear Mediterranean. I think vacation.
No, yeah, I think wine. You think wine and olives and like Italy and fish.
Oh,
but
I can do that on a beach too.
Yeah. Maybe I'll try that one again. I could use a glass of Cabernet right now. I just had another conversation in the hallway with one of our coworkers.
Okay.
And she's having the same problem that I'm having, the same problem that like six of my friends are having. And I find it fascinating on how everyone's outlook is different on it.
Okay.
So, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
Right.
They have banned another three states.
You know what? Those three states, all right, put themselves in jeopardy. Who are they? I don't even know who they are.
I had it right in front of my face. It's Delaware, Kansas, and Oklahoma.
It's about time somebody blamed Kansas for something.
It's Anna and Raven. So, yeah, that's what's going on. 19 states in total now across America. We are not allowed to visit. And if we do and we come back, we have to quarantine for 14 days.
I mean, it's supposed to, I heard it was like voluntary, but I'm
yeah,
also
but
hearing mixed signals that you can get in trouble too.
Right. So that's the crazy part about it is one of my girlfriends, she was supposed to be traveling to Utah.
Okay.
And, you know, going to the parks and whatever,
right.
national parks.
That's what you do in Utah, unless you're going to be a Mormon.
I guess. And the hotel called her and said that they are required to give her license information because they were doing a cross-country trip.
Right.
Because they didn't want to get on a plane.
Right.
And half the planes
trying to be
canceled.
Safe.
And that's the new thing now that I keep seeing everywhere, too, with my friends is, well, we can't go now. They had decided that they were going to go. They were going to roll the dice to wherever they were going. But now all these flights are being canceled, and you can't even get a flight anywhere.
They figured if they drove themselves, they'd be safe as they could be. If they're out in the open air in the park, they'd be all right.
Right, and she said that her license will be flagged. So once she returns here to the tri-state, that if she gets pulled over, she can get in trouble.
So they report that to the Connecticut State Police or the New York State Police? I'm confused.
I think that the states, and this is what the confusion is about, and I don't even think they know what they're doing.
Right. I'm not sure that anybody's actually getting that fax when they send it over.
They're just making
it. But it's enough to make you nervous.
Well, nervous, because imagine you get pulled over and you're like, all right, we had your license plate in Utah.
Right.
And now it's the same thing with Delaware. I drove through Delaware over the weekend.
But with the windows rolled up.
With the windows rolled up.
Let's be careful about what we say here now, Anna. With the windows rolled up.
As soon as it said, welcome to Delaware, everybody roll up the windows.
That's it.
We were coming to Maryland. Yeah. So I had to change my entire getaway from this past weekend because I was supposed to be going to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
And instead, we ended up in Maryland. But now the question is do you go? Because our coworker in the hall, she's going to the Outer Banks. And you know what she said?
But
she's going to go. She's going to go.
It's like Chernobyl over there, man. I don't know. I don't know.
It's a tough call, and people have tough conversations. But would you rather fly to Jamaica, right, because that's an option.
Okay.
And then they test you in the airports, because Governor Lamont in Connecticut said that he talked to the JetBlue president yesterday.
Yeah.
And they might do testing in the airports. Now, if you get tested in the airport and you test positive, God forbid.
Right.
Do you want to go to coronavirus jail?
I think you live at the airport at that point, right? Because you've already brought your coronavirus into the airport. Now the airport's got to get shut down, arguably. I saw something the other day. NBA players. These are people that are getting ready to go into the bubble.
Yeah.
They took a test on Friday, didn't know the results yesterday.
Right.
So, I mean, imagine that. I've been to the Jamaican airport in Montego Bay. There's not a great snack shop.
No.
There's not.
If you have to live there for 2 weeks, it wouldn't be good.
Not 5 days worth, not 2 weeks worth. I can promise you that.
Babysitting Confession Week with Anna and Raven. When my older daughter spilled the beans that our babysitter basically bribes our toddler with cookies to get her to behave, which, not for nothing, is fine in my book. Like, go for it.
I mean, it's effective. There's a lot going on in the world right now. There are worse things.
Right. We thought we would ask you to have your babysitting confessions. All the things that you did when you were a nanny or a babysitter that, well, you got away with.
Yeah, they were questionable behavior at best. To tell you the truth, though, it's got to make you feel real good about the cookies.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your babysitting confession?
Okay, so I used to watch this pair of siblings every other weekend. The oldest was 15, was a girl. The boy was 13. And they were really strict about the sitter, me having no visitors. So after a couple of times I babysit, I started having my boyfriend over. I snuck him in. And it was after the kids went to bed, and he would leave out the back door when the parents came home.
Oh, you gotta ghost it, right. When the parents pull in the driveway, you got to get out of there.
Yeah.
Don't mess with my money, Anna Zapp.
Well, right. But you know that you weren't supposed to have people, but you still had him over.
Yes.
Okay.
And they figured it out, or they must have figured it out, because one time the back gate was locked and he had to go over the fence and he broke a piece of it. And the next time I came to babysit, they asked me about the fence. But before I could say anything, the kids that I take care of, they jumped in and they gave this long-winded story about that involved a neighbor. And then from then on, I let them stay up as long as they want.
Right. The kids covered for you?
Yeah, they just jumped in.
But did they know that you would have your boyfriend over?
I guess they did, but I never told them about it.
Well, it's like a John Hughes movie. From then on, the kid gives you the wink, and they get whatever they want.
Exactly.
You guys want pizza tonight? No problem. I know that you're supposed to be, on some sort of regulatory diet because your parents said it, but there's no rules here.
Mm.
I support that.
I don't. All this is doing this week is making me question, what's wrong with every babysitter? And I have good babysitters.
Think about the leverage as the 12 or 15-year-old at that point. Like, when the 12-year-old comes to you and says, well, I'm stealing the car this Saturday.
Right.
What do you do then? Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the call. I do not condone what you've done, though.
That's all I need to know about you.
You're 6 feet away from you.
You're harassing me.
I'm not harassing you. You are infecting us.
You're coming close to me.
This guy is nuts. It's Anna and Raven. If you feel threatened by an elderly couple that asks you to wear a mask in Costco, that is all I need to know about you. This is Costco Ken, right?
Okay, Costco Ken, did he pull a firearm on this elderly couple?
No.
Well, let's be thankful for that.
Right, he's just nuts. So he's about, I would say like maybe in his early 30s, super fit, jacked guy, right?
Sure, sure.
And he's not wearing a mask. And so this elderly woman says to him, like, can you please put a mask on? And you can see in the video, everybody else got a mask
on. Costco's required, right?
Yes.
I mean, the signs are all over outside of Costco. They're one of the stores that's taken a stand on that.
Right. So another man takes out his phone. Now, this is an elderly woman who has to do that. Starts videoing it, and he freaks out. This video goes on more because he gets even more back off!
Right.
I feel threatened!
A lot of testosterone, probably protein shakes.
Right. A lot of protein shakes.
I honestly, this is happening so often now. I thought you were going to talk about the old lady who sat down on the floor and did the same thing at Costco. But.
Well, I don't understand. That's all I need to know about you. If you select Costco as the place where you're going to rebel.
Right. Well, that's where your meltdown is happening.
But why?
People are having a tough time, man. They're on the fringe, right?
Yeah, and
they're looking to express themselves and act out in some way. So when they go and do something like that, they are inviting a confrontation. And obviously, they are looking for a place. And then it spirals out of control.
How am I going to get my 100-pack of toilet paper?
Yeah.
If I have to worry about Costco Ken getting,
or your driveway sealer for just $7.99 a bucket, I mean, how are you going to deal with that? Right.
I need those croissants that come in like a 20 bulk.
Agreed.
I need that. So how am I supposed to go there and just shop normally and like be happy when I got to worry about this crazy man?
Well, the truth is like I'm one of those people, and I think that a lot of people are feeling the same way, is that you want to say something. You'd prefer if people around you were following the rules and had the mask on and being secure. At the same time, like, I'm not looking for confrontation because
right.
I just know that getting into a shouting match with you, you're obviously an idiot. So there's no point for me to engage you. So what do? I look away as I walk by with my mask on and try not and breathe in your general vicinity.
But, you know, the thing about the internet.
What was with that older couple, though? They should have just let it go.
What are you talking about?
It's like writing a letter to the editor.
Well,
that young guy doesn't care what you're asking him, old man. Leave him alone.
No, I disagree.
I think that
elderly woman was well within her rights to say something if he's not following the rules.
Yeah, but she's no authority figure, so she can't make him follow rules. If anything, she should just go tell management, let them try and deal with it. You know what I mean? And try and avoid the confrontation.
Twitter found out who he was.
Yeah, of
course.
Found
his name.
Of course.
Found his company where he works for.
Yeah.
He works for an insurance company, and according to the webpage, he likes hot yoga, traveling, cooking, and mentoring others. And he was fired within 4 hours.
And again, it's not good behavior. At the same time, this whole, we're going to track every person down that gets out of sorts, everything they've done in their life, and then get rid of them too. It doesn't fix the problem. That's the only thing that I think is important here is, listen, if you're misbehaving, your company should know. If you're out there in the world and you're not creating good, you're creating bad, then your company should probably be aware of that. But at the same time, like, does it actually solve the problem? It doesn't.
Well, I think it teaches him a valuable lesson about calming down.
You think that that guy is going to change?
Yeah.
I think you're wrong.
Oh, I think he's going to be humiliated.
Oh,
that's what I think.
I think he'll be worse the next time he's confronted about something.
You think so?
I do.
Oh, I hope not.
And he's going to blame those people the rest of his life for his life being over.
That's all right. That's all I need to know about you.
Good luck, people.
Get ready for a history lesson, because today is the anniversary of this.
In 1947, a local rancher found what he claimed to be a flying saucer that had crashed on his land. When the story leaked, sensational news reports made Roswell a symbol of government conspiracies to cover up the existence of visitors from other planets.
Oh, man,
it's Anna and Raven. Yup. If you saw aliens last night, you know why. They're
right.
Coming back.
Or you believe that they've been here the entire time.
You believe in aliens?
At this point. I do believe in aliens.
Yeah.
I think it's a mathematical certainty. I think that the universe is so large, we have no idea how big it is. I don't think that our understanding of aliens is necessarily in correlation as to what they'll be, but I believe that there's something alive out there somewhere.
Okay.
It would be a very human quality for us to assume that we are actually the center of the universe.
Yeah. But why haven't we seen them?
Yeah. Well,
more.
They're just really good. They
like,
got
how come they only go
built
to like
in
the
camera
Midwest?
Jamming software
like,
in their skin.
Unless you have a cornfield somewhere. It's like they have no interest in you. It doesn't make sense to me, right?
Well, I guess it's true. Or nuclear weapons or anything like that.
Yeah.
Something that would push technology. Right.
I don't know. But if you've ever wondered what space smells like, it goes hand in hand with this. NASA is actually making a space perfume. I just don't understand.
Wait a minute. This is not for the anniversary of Roswell, right? It's just randomly NASA is coming out with a space perfume at this point. Cologne?
I always wondered, like, what do the spaceships smell like? but I never wondered what space in general smells like.
So wait a minute. So is the cologne supposed to smell like what, you know, space in general smells like, or humans smell like in space? Because, you know, there's no showers. You're basically baby wiping for 6 months.
You know, like when you walk into Old Navy and you pick up a shirt that's been sitting in that pile and it's got that smell, and you know that smell, and it's kind of like Old Navy smell.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Basically, what NASA has set out to do is they wanted to create a perfume to capture the essence of what space smells like and what the astronauts smell when they get there.
Well, it's very crafty of them because, number one, you know, I mean, just like Roswell, if you weren't there and you didn't see it, then we don't really know.
Right.
So if you've been to the, they could tell us anything smells like the space station, and we would have no idea whether or not they were telling the truth. What do they say it smells like?
Astronauts describe the smell as a mix of gunpowder, seared steak, raspberries, and rum. Who wants to wear that?
Who is smelling gunpowder on a regular basis?
Well, a lot of them say it's the smell of the gun after it's been fired, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Don't fire a gun in space, by the way.
I don't think you should do that.
No.
No.
You should not.
Right. So when you're trying to figure out, am I going to wear my Dolce & Gabbana light blue perfume?
Right.
Or should I just use this, what's it called? Smell of the moon. That's what it's called.
Smell of the moon. Smell of the moon.
Which one are you going to choose? Because I don't know if I'd want to smell like gunpowder, or seared steak, and a raspberry.
Yeah, in space, again, I'm not sure that it even matters, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, because you're all stuck in that bubble one way or the other. So whatever somebody comes in smelling like, you're going to be living with for a while.
What do you think the aliens smell like? Like, when you smell an alien, let's say, like, that day finally comes where they're here. They knock on your door. They're like, hey, I'm an alien.
Right. I'm here. Get your camera out. Today's the day we're going to do the proof. But when you go to hug up on them.
Right.
Right.
You get that whiff. Because I know exactly what it's like.
What do you think it smells like?
You know the smell when it's going to rain? Like that smell? Like you don't know how to describe it.
But that fresh kind of smell.
No, it's like it's almost a musky rain smell. That's what aliens smell like.
I was going to go for laundry that dried in a damp room.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like when somebody just like you smell something and it's kind of funky. Mm. But you know your friend actually showers and is a clean person.
Yeah.
But you're just like, why can they be so silly about the way they dry their clothes? Get a dehumidifier, people.
Well, would you rather smell like the smell of the moon perfume that NASA is making?
Yeah.
Or the smell of the alien that we just created?
Oh, I'm definitely going to go with the smell of the moon, the gunpowder, the rum, the raspberry, and the seared steak.
Yeah, agreed.
That's my plan.
The number of breakups during the pandemic has been astronomical. It's Anna and Raven. Courtney Davis is a stand-up comedian, but she's a self-described dating expert. What's up, Courtney?
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm just here. All my friends were breaking up, and I decided I should talk about it.
Why have we seen such a surge in breakups during this time? I know that
things are stressful,
man. Yeah, but I think like at this point, granted, it gets tough, but you really have to rely on each other. And I would think that for a lot of people, it would pull them together, but that's not the case. There's been breakups left and right.
No, I know. Well, some of the breakups are with, like, younger people. Like, my friend moved in with his girlfriend's parents, and that didn't work after, like, a month of dating, and he just got kicked out.
Thought you were going to do the quarantine and chill thing.
So how do you get over a breakup? It's hard, and everyone deals with it differently. There's people that mull on it forever, and then there's people that, like, they just bounce back and they go forward. And I'm not really sure which is right, what to do.
Ultimately, you have to decide what makes you feel good, and if you feel good, that's probably great. For me, like, I think a big thing is not following them on social media, because then you see these little things and you create these stories in your head like, oh my God, they're beautiful. They're probably in love with that person. And in reality, they probably just met that person once.
Mm.
Right. We make assumptions.
Stop following them. Stop looking at their stories. Don't haunt them. And also, like, not sleeping with others too. Like, dating casually, getting to know people, regaining who you were, but don't sleep with them. I remember when I broke up with my ex, I just would, like, start sleeping with people, and then I would end up just, like, crying in their bed right after we...
I'm sure that was very enjoyable
right.
for them.
That is sexy.
Right.
Nothing is more sexy, right, than realizing that you were the rebound and then them not having the decency to throw themselves off the balcony
right.
and get out of the house before you see their tears.
Just them sobbing in a corner in your bedroom.
So now you're apologizing for the evening that you just spent together, probably invested some money in, and now you've ended up in their place.
And they're just crying in your bed.
Right.
And you're like, wait a minute, I just washed these sheets.
Right. And then they see you around town and you're back with that other person, and it's like, okay.
Exactly. And they're like, well, I guess is that that's why you shouldn't also post on social media pictures of other people, because they're probably not going to end up in your life for more than that week. So just post pictures of yourself and like keep the mystery, because that's what really is going to get your ex.
But is that what you want to do? That's a big thing, too. It's like, do you want to make your ex jealous by, look at me, and look how beautiful I am, and I lost 20 pounds, and now I'm like, you know, I'm a model.
I say, yeah, of course, no, but a little part in your head maybe is going to want to take back the control in some way, so that is at least like your sense of control being like, look, I'm okay without you. And maybe by doing some of those things, like getting in shape and throwing yourself back into work, it will make you feel better ultimately. And yeah, it'll probably piss them off a little bit.
I saw a study that found it takes 3 months and 11 days for the average American to feel ready to date again after a major breakup.
I mean, that sounds like rehab for anything.
3 months and 11 days?
That's what it sounds like.
Do you agree with that?
I think it takes way longer. But, I mean, it depends. Some people can bounce back. I guess it depends on what your love was like, but love is a drug that you become addicted to. You want your fix.
So the top three things that you can do to get over your breakup. One, don't stalk them on any social media.
Right. Don't look like you're showing off on your social media.
Right.
But do it subtly.
Two, throw yourself into your work.
Yes, and connect with old friends. Form attachments with other things, like a routine. Get control of your life again.
And three, don't jump into any situations that are going to have you crying in some stranger's bed.
Right.
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 Right. Right.
Good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Take the power back and become that fun person.
Courtney Davis is a stand-up comedian, self-described dating expert. You can follow her on Instagram at TheRealCourtneyDavis. Thank you, Courtney. I actually did it yesterday.
You did it. You got past the interview and you were able to go do it. And now what? Does that mean that we know?
We're going to find out.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's Anna and Raven.
I think.
It's one of those things where, like, I almost feel like a child. All right. So I have been going back and forth.
Mm.
And I think a lot of people have this where I don't know if I had the virus.
Right.
You know, and it's been like a roller coaster of emotions, because from the beginning, and I think a lot of people, did I have it? Did I not know? Was I asymptomatic?
Here in the studio, Anna has been completely, fully convinced that, number one, she had it or she has it currently.
Right.
This is on different days.
Different days.
Or, you know what? It was just her allergies or, yeah. So you've gone back and forth. I mean, roller coaster for you, roller coaster for me.
I know. Every single day, it's something different. And I think a lot of us, it's like our natural instincts is like, we don't know. So at the beginning, there was so much, at the beginning when it was so scary, which it still is, but now it's like it kind of has sunk in.
It's getting a little bit less scary for you.
I think it was anxiety attacks. I think I was having panic attacks, which I was thinking was shortness of breath, which I thought was the virus.
Okay.
You know, psychoticness. Like, that's what happens.
Right. No, it's like psychosis and COVID are not related, but
well,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. I get what you're saying.
So anyway, my girlfriend who lives in Westchester, she went
ground zero.
Yeah, that was ground zero at the beginning. She lives 1 mile out of the original New Rochelle hotspot.
Right. Where the National Guard came in.
Yep. She went and got the antibody test. She tested positive.
Wow.
So she has the antibodies.
Did she ever feel sick?
She said that her son, Mason, was, I think, he was sick for about 2 weeks, and they couldn't really pinpoint what was wrong.
Okay.
And then after he was sick, she felt tired.
She didn't feel good for a while.
She didn't, right.
Right.
But not bad enough that she didn't go
about
being a mom of three and taking care of kids.
I mean, you still have to do your job,
yeah,
right.
But she just felt more tired than usual. So she had a feeling that was that, but they never really put two and two together because he didn't really have the typical, you know, symptoms that people were
having. Well, if you're not dying, you don't necessarily feel like you need the information at that point. I'll survive.
So she tested positive for the antibodies, and she told me that when she got the results, it was a sense of relief. Now, don't get me wrong.
Doesn't make you Superman.
Yeah, the doctors say, listen, we don't know how long you have the antibodies for. We don't know how long it's going to protect you for. And, you know, the whole nine
yards. People have tested positive again after that, after beating it, too. So.
And then my girlfriend in Florida went and got the antibody test because she needed to get it to go back to work.
Okay.
And she tested negative, and that freaked her out because she felt like, well, now I'm more susceptible. So anyway, I'm driving down the road, and these, you know, a lot of the walk-in clinics have these big signs now that say antibody
testing. Right, so you've been
testing.
Seeing it. You've been thinking, like, I need to know.
I just need to know.
I got to get in there. All my girlfriends are doing it. Why can't I do it now?
Right, it's like when you want to take that pregnancy test, but you're supposed to wait 3 more days.
I don't even feel like taking it now at this point, because I don't know how to trust the results. I hear so many people, like, got a false test result, this, that, whatever. So I'm like, whatever. But you wanted to take it. So yesterday, you jumped through all the hoops. You called the phone number.
Yep. So I called the walk-in clinic.
Right.
And I didn't call. I went to the website. And it's so easy. You went on the website, and it just says, click for teleconference with a doctor.
Right. So you have a phone interview, phone appointment with a doctor, because we're not allowed to go in doctor's offices.
Right. You have to make the appointment to go in to do it. You can't just walk in and say,
all sorts of rules.
Take my blood. You can't do that. So I make the appointment. I'm right here in the studio, and it was at noon yesterday, and I'm waiting, and I'm all nervous because I don't know. Like, I think it's going to be like a test.
Right.
I don't know what they're going to ask me.
I'm going to say the wrong thing, then they're going to tell me I don't deserve the test.
It took literally 65 seconds. She was like, are you currently feeling sick? I'm like, no.
This is like going to a pharmacy in Mexico.
She goes, you fully.
Quaaludes, we'll sign you up, sure.
She's like, you fully understand that if you do test positive, that we don't know the long-term effects, if you'll have anything, or, you know.
Disclaimer, you're not a superhero.
Right. And I was like, yeah, I got it. And she was like, all right,
come on down. So you went.
Jumped in my car. It was so easy. I walked in. I had my mask on. I was ready. I had my hand sanitizer. They took my blood. I was in and out in 4 minutes. And now I'm going to get the results in 24 to 48 hours. And I went yesterday at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
So you're counting down now.
And then my best friend Danielle went too. So we're so excited.
So now you're on a text chain.
Right. Now we just can't wait. And I don't know what we're so excited for. Like, what's wrong with us? Like, it's crazy.
I'm guessing a lot. But
I thought I was like the only person that was doing this.
Right.
And I asked the lady, I said, are a lot of people coming for the antibody test? And she said a ton of people are coming.
Sure.
So I guess a lot of people are doing this. It's going to be really sad when we find out in 2 months that it means absolutely nothing.
Right. But good luck today.
I asked my husband. I told my husband, he goes, how much was it? I go, oh, I think insurance covers it.
Oh, that's all he cared about. And I'm with you, Paul.
Right. Here's the thing. Actually, no. I have no idea. We'll find out, I guess.
Good luck.
When did you get hurt at work? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. So Halsey recently severely sprained her ankle after she tripped over her dishwasher. But then she was joking about it, and she said for all the times that she should have gotten hurt on stage,
right,
because she does so many stunts and
jumping around.
Yeah.
Running around.
Yeah, it ended up being the dishwasher that took her down. Yeah?
Right.
Yeah. But I think getting hurt at work stinks no matter what, but it happens to celebrities all the time. Remember when Tom Cruise
just broke his ankle recently, right? Yeah. Keanu Reeves gets injured just about every movie that he makes because he does all that action stuff that happens. Lady Gaga.
Kate Winslet. Yeah, Lady Gaga fell off the stage.
Right.
Kate Winslet almost drowned on the set of Titanic.
Well,
did you know that?
A lot of water. Really cold out there.
Jennifer Lawrence, for realism. She lost a hearing in one ear when she was filming Hunger Games because it was so loud on the set.
Like, oh.
Things happen.
For a minute in my mind, I was thinking of J-Lo. How did she get hurt on Hustlers? But it's nowhere that you want to show.
No. No. When did you get hurt at work?
I can't say in radio that I've really been hurt because it's not what you think of like a physical job. But you know what I have done is I've re-injured myself a bunch of times, right? So I've got a rebuilt knee, my left knee. And we used to play mud volleyball at a place I worked. And the mud would be like 3 feet deep. And it was all for charity. So you couldn't say no. You had to like duct tape your sneakers to your body to play.
Right.
But every time I would play, my knee would get screwed up. And you know, the funny thing is about like a re-injury, once you do something and it heals, nobody actually believes that you're injured. So every time you go, oh, my knee, or oh, my back, everybody around you just kind of rolls their eyes.
Yep.
Even though if you sat next to me on a couch, you can hear an audible crunch most days that I move my left knee.
Do you remember?
Nobody believes me.
Do you remember the morning when I walked in here after I got hurt downstairs?
When I fell on the ice.
Yeah. No, it wasn't the ice. So I gave birth 19 months ago. My youngest is 19 months old.
Right.
And I had planned that I was literally going to work up until the day of
my C-section. Right, till the day of the C-section.
It was 5 days before I had to do that. And I had said to them, it's really dark in the parking lot.
Right.
Like when we cut to work, like they don't have lights on.
Randomly, the lights are on one day, the other day they're not.
And
it was whatever.
It was like a slightly icy day. And sure enough, I've got my work bag. I've got my Dunkin' Donuts coffee in one hand. I'm walking in and boom, I hit that sidewalk like it was nothing, and I fell face forward. Now, you know, your first reaction
is there's a baby in there.
You put your hands down, but I got a cup of coffee in my hand.
So you got to save the cup of coffee over your small unborn child at the time?
I fell right on baby bump. And I remember I came up, I go, what do? I feel okay. And you're like, yeah. I think you should call your doctor. And then they made me go in for 2 days and like be hooked up to all those machines.
Which obviously was the right thing. You have a healthy daughter.
Right. Everything worked out all right.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, you have to err on the side of caution. Yes, that was an exciting day.
I could
see that you were pregnant. If you just told me that you were pregnant and I couldn't see it, like a knee injury, I'm not sure I would have believed you.
I was 9 months pregnant. I think you could tell I was pregnant.
I could see it.
1-800-330-9999. When was that time that you got hurt at work? When did you get hurt at work? 1-800-330-9999. It's Hannah and Raven. Comes up because Halsey sprained her ankle. She fell over the dishwasher and she said, for all the times I should have gotten hurt on stage, this is how I got hurt.
Right.
But a lot of artists do get hurt. Lady Gaga fell off the stage not too long ago.
Tom Cruise broke an ankle. I mean, he's just jumping off the world's tallest building. It happens.
Yeah, but us normal people, it happens to us too at work with more normal things. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. When did you get hurt at work?
One time I wasn't actually at work. It was similar to what happened to you. I was working in Manhattan and I was walking across the street to get to my office. And I slipped on some black ice. It was early in the morning. So here I am laying on the ground and the light turned green and people are honking at me.
Oh, that's nice. Right. That's good.
Move it. Yeah. Move it, lady. I've got places to be.
Welcome to New York.
If you're still breathing, then I don't have time for your indulgence.
All right.
Get up.
Yep, right.
Exactly. So some young guy was like, oh my God. And he comes back. He comes running over to me. He was walking and he helps me up. And he was so sweet. He walked me all the way to my office.
Oh, that's nice.
Did he ask for your parking space right
after? Can you imagine?
No, that is nice. It's sometimes in that worst moment, right, you get a little refresher that there is still some good.
Good people. Anna and Raven, when did you get hurt at work?
Yeah, a couple years ago, I was a bakery manager, and I sliced my thumb open, wide open.
Yeah, that's the worst about restaurant stuff is when you cut.
Yeah, but did you serve the sandwich or were you like, or not?
Right. You gotta put a butterfly on it, right? Wrap it up and get back to work. We got a whole full shift to do here.
I tried to do that, but it was so bad. Like, it sliced down the middle, and the nail actually got removed from my thumb.
Oh, my God.
No, you're right. Go home.
Yeah.
God, I wish I would have sent you home before you told us that part.
I would have been like, all right, just give me the Italian combo really quick. And on Raven, when'd you get hurt at work?
Hey, so I'm a delivery room nurse, and the woman refused any pain medication, which is, you know, totally fine. But she got so upset at the end, and she literally threw a cup of ice at me. When I went to go clean it up, I slipped and severely sprained my ankle. And it really hurt.
When I gave birth, right? Oh, see, I ask for every medication, even medications that don't involve during
not
giving
at all.
Birth. Right.
But Schedule C, you broke like three laws in there.
Yeah. So like, probably. I was like, can I have a spinal tap? They're like, ma'am, you already have one.
We feel about nitrous in here? Let's get that in here.
But when I listen to the mothers giving natural birth, all I could think about is like, they are screaming. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I would also throw things. Like, that has to be the most dangerous moment for you as a nurse when you have to deal with those moms.
I'm putting in for comp. I don't care. Babies or not. All right. I'm putting in for comp. Oh my gosh. I slip and fall on the floor there.
Yeah. It was really scary, but luckily, you know, it was just sprained and not broken.
It's like you threw ice. Like, what else could she reach? the monitor. Yeah.
That's why they give you the paper cups or the styrofoam cups, so they just bounce, really.
And on Raven, when did you get hurt at work?
So it was kind of embarrassing. I wish I had a cooler story. But I work for the Department of Sanitation, and my coworker ran over my foot with a full-size garbage truck.
Oh, that's the best. Yep.
Yep.
That is the best. Did
what
you break
happened?
A bunch of bones or what?
I broke three bones. Correct. And I had to wear one of those boots for like 2 months.
I mean, thank God that's the only thing that happened. Imagine your whole foot.
That still sucks, man. Yeah. I mean, when you're getting in and out of the shower, everything over there, broken bone is so inconvenient, right? I mean, luckily it wasn't one of your hands. You could still scrub yourself down, but it's not fun.
No, it's like, and I need, you know, my foot's really bad. I can't walk.
Right.
You know, I'm looking to wear it though.
But was he at least apologetic? Like, imagine you
over. Yeah, he felt super bad. Yeah, and it was kind of, I don't know, it was like kind of both our faults. Both could have been paying more attention, but yeah.
I mean, what do you say?
Well, what do you say?
I'm sorry I ran over your foot.
Worst summer of my life, right?
Yeah.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us and let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you get to decide who's right. Jay and Lexi. Lexi, what's going on?
Hi. Well, we had a trip planned to Italy, and we aren't able to go because of the pandemic. And I think that we should go to Colorado. My family's there, and I haven't gotten to see them, and I really want to get out of town. And we should use our trip now. I really want to.
Jay?
Well, I think that the smart thing to do would be to stay safe, not pack ourselves into a car or an airplane cabin, and go all the way out to Colorado when we don't know what's what and spend a bunch of money. Instead, we should roll this thing over till next summer when it's safe and we can really enjoy everything and celebrate the fact that we made it through. That's what I think we should do.
Are you allowed to roll over vacation days, Jay?
Yeah. Oh, I got a year. We have a year to use it.
Oh. Well, that's...
I don't get to roll mine over, but yeah.
Yeah,
I guess
don't.
If I had the time, why not? If you've got a job where you can step away for 2-3 weeks at a time because you've got the time in the can and you're not worried about that for next year, I mean, I get it.
Why not? Because I'll be mad.
Well, right, clearly.
Well, wow.
Yeah, so you're pretty...
Don't blame me.
Why would you be mad? Just because you want to go to Colorado or because you're sad that you're not going to Italy?
Because, I mean, we can wear masks, wash our hands, and be safe. I don't see why, if we don't take all the precautions, that we can't go.
Because I feel like we can just go for Christmas and see them on Christmas, like we planned, and then next year have the vacation that we've been planning.
And be able to roll over the days.
I am tired of being at home all these months. I don't want a vacation next year. I want a vacation now. I have to get out of this house. I have to go somewhere.
I get that feeling. I think a lot of people feel that way, but I understand what you're saying. It's a real thing.
So what we can do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Lexi, that, okay, obviously, Italy is not in the cards for this summer. So why don't you pack up? It's the same time you're going to go. You can go visit family out in Colorado. You'll wear the masks. You'll do the social distancing. You'll go out there as safely as you possibly can. They may see Jay's side, too, that, why don't we just stay home? We can stay safe. And then next year, we can double the time that we spend in Italy because we'll have all that more vacation time. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
I agree. Let's do it. I know I'm right.
I do. I'm just frustrated.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Really torn this morning. So Jay and Lexi already, they had a trip planned to Italy for this summer. Like, they ain't going, right?
Right.
Nobody's going to Italy right
Nobody's
now.
Going to Italy.
Right. Here's the thing. He says they could roll over their vacation time. So let's just skip the vacation this year with all the stuff going on. We could go next year for 2 or 3 weeks.
Make it longer.
Yeah.
Make it bigger.
But she says, I am so over this. I am over being at home. I need to get out of here. Let's just go to Colorado for a week and be able to see my family, who I haven't been able to see since the beginning of this anyway.
I think for this guy, that just doesn't sound like a sexy trip. Italy, you know, putting the money aside, putting the time aside, going longer in Italy next year. That sounds like a win to him. I don't think he wants to hang out with the in-laws, to tell you the truth.
Well, what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Well, I think I might have a solution. Maybe they should take together a romantic weekend, and that, you know, would change everything.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for the call. The thing that I've realized, though, in the years is that, and I actually have made a mental decision, is when I get to take a vacation again,
right,
you got to go for the full week. Otherwise, you really don't decompress and come off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me, I'm like a 9-night guy, preferably.
Until then, a long time.
Especially if I got to get on a plane. If I got to get on a plane, 7 days even is not enough for me.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Jay and Lexi were supposed to go to Italy this summer. Clearly, they're not going. But Jay says they should take those vacation days, roll them over till next year, and then be able to go for 2 weeks. But Lexi says, I got to get out of here right now, and I haven't seen my family in Colorado since this whole thing started.
Well, nobody's seen their family if they're over in Colorado since this thing started, because that's the whole point of this thing, is not flying across the nation and talking to people randomly and making sure that none of your people in your bubble end up sick, right? I mean, mentally, I get that you need an escape, but is it really the best plan?
What should they do? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I'm on the husband's side. I was going to go to Italy also, and it's just not safe to go there, clearly, and you
I mean, stay home. Tell her to stop acting like a little 2-year-old.
Right.
Yeah, that hurts.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
There's not a lot of sympathy if you feel like we're all struggling at that point. At the same time, it's understandable how she feels. If they got to Colorado, would they be outside? Obviously, there's a lot of outdoor stuff there, but what's their status? Who knows?
Right.
You might just end up locked up in another house. Would that make you feel better or worse? I don't know.
Or have to come back and be for 2 weeks, you know? And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hey, I'm on her side. There's no time like the present. And what I always learned growing up is the woman is always right. I mean, this guy, you have no idea what's going to happen next summer. We could be facing COVID-3 for all we know. This could be
like the sequel.
Drawn out. The virus could mutate. So I say, you know what? Listen to her. She's been cooped up. She wants the vacation. Do it now.
Yeah. Right. If it doesn't work out, it's going to be hung around your neck like an anchor next year, right?
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I think the husband's side, because if they go away soon, when they come back, they're going to have to quarantine for 14 days anyway.
Well, right. That's right? What I was saying. So, I think Colorado's on the list, and they're going to have to come back and do that anyway. But if they're going to come back and that was the plan, I guess what's the big deal if they're not leaving the house?
Exactly. I mean, do you think she's miserable now? Go through that quarantine again.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jay, our audience agreed with you this morning. Lexi, people felt that there's a lot of uncertainty right now. And if you could have the chance to go away for extra time next year and roll over that vacation, it might also be easier mentally to be able to comprehend getting on a plane and traveling. And you'll have extra time there.
I could not be happier. Of course I'm right. Who wouldn't want to save up and do a huge trip next year? It just makes so much sense.
It's really hard to last, though, when you really feel like you have to break out. So I understand, Lexi. I sympathize with you. Sometimes mentally, whatever the cost would be, it's worth it. And I understand that.
Well, I mean, I'm bummed, but I guess I understand. I'm just frustrated, but we'll have a good time next year. And maybe we can just plan something like a camping in somewhere close to our home or do something for the weekend. I just feel like I just need to get out of the house a little bit.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's tough.
Something.
Yeah, just something. Just like a change of scenery is good.
But imagine how happy you'll be in week 3 in Italy next summer.
Right.
That's when you'll say, you know what?
It's true.
Worked out just fine.
You got a problem? Send an email to couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Mary.
Mary, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
All right, Raven, it's time to go.
Good luck, Mary.
Okay, Mary, here's how it's going to work.
Thanks.
I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have to answer them as quickly as you can. I'm going to bring him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, though, it goes to him. But if you take him down, Mary, today we got $200 for you. You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Number 1, Gavin Rossdale says the most embarrassing moment of his life was the end of his marriage to Gwen Stefani. Gavin Rossdale is currently the front man for what band?
Bush.
Number 2, Disney's Mulan remake was delayed once again, and rumor has it that the red dragon, Mushu, will not be in the Disney remake. Who voiced Mushu in the original Mulan animated film? And hold on, I'm going to give you a hint. He's also the voice of Donkey in Shrek.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. Eddie Murphy.
Number 3, Billie Eilish's parents said that they considered sending her to therapy when she was younger because she was obsessed with Justin Bieber. What song did she win a Grammy for both Best Record and Best Song?
Oh, boy. Bad Guy?
And number 4, Usain Bolt has revealed his baby daughter's name. It's Olympia Lightning Bolt. What country did Usain Bolt represent in the Olympics?
Oh, where's he from? Is he from Jamaica?
And number 5, Jude Law will play Captain Hook in the Disney live-action production of Peter Pan. What's the name of the mythical island where he has his adventures?
Oh, Never Never Land?
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo!
I'm going back and forth on whether I give Mary that last one.
It sounds like it's a no then.
I'm sorry, Mary. I can't give you that last one.
When there's money on the line.
I just realized as I said it.
It's okay. Shh. Don't give him any hints because he may not get it anyway.
All right. Stalling.
Mary got 4 out of 5.
That's pretty impressive. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Gavin Rossdale says the most embarrassing moment of his life was the end of his marriage to Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, no doubt.
So see what you did there?
Oh, you like that?
No doubt, got it.
Pretty good at this game.
Gavin Gavin Rossdale is currently the front man for what band?
Bush, of course.
That was so corny, but it was good.
It was good.
Yeah, that's correct. Number two, Disney's Mulan remake was delayed once again, and rumor has it that the red dragon Mushu will not be in the Disney remake.
Uh-oh.
Who voiced Mushu in the original Mulan animated film? And here's a hint. He's also the voice of Donkey and Shrek.
Well, there's got to be Eddie Murphy. I wouldn't have known other than that. Thanks for the hint.
You got it.
I know. That was it.
I shouldn't have given the hint.
Mm.
All right, number three. Billie Eilish's parents said that they considered sending her to therapy when she was younger because of her obsession with Justin Bieber.
Well, musically it worked out, I guess, right?
What song did she win a Grammy for, both Best Record and Best Song?
It's got to be Bad Guy.
Yep. Usain Bolt has revealed his baby daughter's name. It's Olympia Lightning Bolt. How
I
cool
bet
is
she's
going
to be fast,
yeah.
man. Yeah.
What country did Usain Bolt represent in the Olympics?
Jamaica, of course. He's a hero there.
Yes. And number five, you guys are tied at four. Jude Law will play Captain Hook in the Disney live remake production of Peter Pan. What's the name of the mythical island where he has his adventure?
Neverland.
Neverland is correct.
What'd you say? What was your guess?
He said Never Neverland.
Oh, well, that's...
It's I know. Really, I
that's a hard one
it.
Because that's what everybody would call it. That's a hard one, but it's called Neverland.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Mary, I'm sorry. He beat you 5-4 this morning. That does get you your own Anna Raven t-shirt.
It's Mary, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt.
We're going to throw another $100 in the pot, and that means tomorrow the jackpot is up to $300. Make sure you're listening at noon and 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. It'll be the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. Why is your tween or teenager freaking out today? Because the U.S. might ban TikTok.
Oh, that is sad and scary, I guess. But what if it was for America, Anna?
Well, that's exactly what it's for. It's Anna and Raven. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, he went on Fox News Monday night and he said this.
With respect to Chinese apps on people's cell phones, I can assure you the United States will get this one right too, Laura. I don't want to get out in front of the president, but it's something we're looking at.
Would you recommend that people download that app on their phones?
Only if you want your private information in the hands of the Chinese Communist Party.
I'm not going to lie.
I mean, don't they already have mine in Russia from the election last time?
Right. Yeah, and now China has it too. I'm 100%
I feel like everybody's got it.
You don't have TikTok on your phone. I have TikTok on my phone. My daughter lives on TikTok. Since the pandemic started, that's literally all she does. And she freaked out when she heard that this may all come to an end.
Yeah.
So I thought we should check in with our local news correspondent, my 11-year-old daughter, Hayden.
That makes sense.
Hi.
What is your take on the USA possibly banning TikTok?
Right. We're going to get rid of it, Hayden. What do you think?
I mean, why should China care about my dances?
Well,
what other information are you sharing? All right. We get a view into your life. We see everything that's going on in the background of your home. I'm sure there's pertinent information over there, like the fact that your baby sister likes to eat the dog food.
True.
Who knows how that could be used against us?
I mean, do they really need to see it, though? It's like there's a million other people besides me.
That's
true. They can go after Charli D'Amelio. She has 68 million followers, unlike me with like 50.
Right. Hayden's just mad she doesn't have as many followers as Charli D'Amelio.
Here's the thing, though. If they get rid of TikTok, you and Charli, you're the same.
Right.
I mean, how would that feel? That feels pretty good. You're back on an even playing field.
No, I'd rather just be like her.
I see.
So you're okay with China getting all our information as long as you can continue to make these TikTok videos?
I do.
Well,
I just wish they would follow me and like my post.
Right.
Right.
If they, as a country, were all behind her, she'd probably be getting paid for her own post at that point.
Imagine I go home and I go check her TikTok and now she has 51 followers and it's China.